I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Joe Biden Trends CPAP Machine. I am Jack. That is Miles.
Thank you.
These are some of the things that are trending. The head of Cartier, who has a $7.5 billion fortune, says that he's losing sleep. We're going to talk about losing sleep a lot in this episode. He's losing sleep because of the prospect of the poor rising up and consuming him, presumably.
You sick son of a bitch. This guy also has like a ton of hot takes. He's like as a South African like jewelry overlord.
Yeah. Diamond magnate.
I just do love the idea of like that his altruism is only coming from a place of self-preservation.
Right.
He's like, yeah, man, robots could create, quote, structural unemployment. Then they're going to blame us and then the poor people will kill us.
Right.
I mean, yeah, right now we're at the energy where people are celebrating when billionaires die. Like the dude who like recently passed away and people was like, oh, time to post the crap memes. But yeah, I don't know. This is must be scary for you to.
I just feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's specifically worried about robots replacing workers and the poor rising up to bring down the rich. And he said it all out loud.
All right.
Because it's just, they don't talk to anyone who is not also a billionaire or paid by them to agree with them.
Right.
And so we'll just continue to get a window into how they talk, how they think. And we salute you, multi-billionaire luxury jewelry company owner.
I wonder because that guy, the person I'm thinking of is James Crown, who's the former director of JP Morgan. And like when he died, like in a, like a motorcycle accident on his birthday or some shit in Aspen, people were like, yeah, all right, whatever. Good riddance. And I wonder if that shook the billionaire world. They're like, he died on his birthday. And like the poor people were like, good.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Rupert is this man's name. Is that a conference? I mean, maybe this is the only way to get through. He was speaking at the Financial Times Business of Luxury Summit in Monaco, so he knew his audience.
Fucking Monaco.
Monaco. Yeah.
You can get to Monaco, but do you have money to stay in Monaco?
That's right.
Is the question. Yeah, well, I like you said, told his fellow elite. Yeah, true. He can't sleep. Can't sleep at the thought of social upheaval he thinks is imminent.
I mean,
maybe do
part
something
of me
about
is
it.
Like, yeah, maybe they'll do something, but
y'all
I'm
do
guessing
together,
the thing
know.
They'll do is invest in more police.
Yeah, I was going to say
surveillance
we'll
technology.
Armies.
Yeah,
those robots will. We'll just make the robots kill them.
Told the Congress, bear in mind when the poor rise up, the middle classes won't want to buy luxury goods for fear of exposing their wealth. So, I mean, he's thought this through at a deep level.
Yeah. He said, how is society going to cope with it? The hatred. Quote, we are destroying the middle classes and it will affect us. It's unfair. So that's what keeps me awake.
The unfairness? No, no, no. The fact that it could eventually, that
they're going to blame
like,
me.
Generations from now, have a negative impact on people who are related to me.
Yeah.
Or at least the security guards I pay to protect me. I just would feel sorry for them if they got hurt.
Absolutely. And that would be unfair.
And that would be unfair.
Mm-hmm.
So here is one billionaire person who still is afraid for their life. Whereas a lot of them seem like they're just like, for my birthday, I've decided to break the land speed record on a Harley.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So there is a bicycle designed. It's kind of somewhere between a bit and this person. Like, he actually designed it. It's a wheel-less bicycle. And it's being covered as, it's breaking all the rules and turning heads. And that is because it is stupid.
Right. Like, it's because, you know, bicycles are wonderful items because they are so, you know, efficient in transferring our energy.
Yes.
And this thing has like the wheels the size of little Lego pieces.
Yeah.
And the way the chain's set up, you're like, I don't know if this is actually going to return your investment of energetic output in terms of you being able to move forward.
Yeah. You look at the design and you're like, oh, okay. So something, I must be missing something. And then you see it in action and you realize you are missing nothing. It is exactly as inefficient as you expect it to be. There is a reason that it appears to be like when he is displaying how it works, he is operating on what appears to be the flattest piece of pavement ever constructed. Like, it's just, it's like fake grass and the flattest piece of pavement ever. And yeah, the way it works is, so it's like two tank treads that are like meeting the ground at weird oblique angles, and you just like are cranking on a treadmill. You're basically like powering a treadmill.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I get it. I think because this person designs, it looks like always designing weird, wonky bike designs, like square wheels and shit. So I get where you're coming from. But
yeah,
it's just like one of those things when you look at it, you're like, come on, buddy. I know what you're doing here, but this ain't
in a universe where people are like deathly allergic to circles. I feel like this makes sense, but here I don't see the need for it other than that it's turning heads. It feels like it would be the purview of people who go to the beach with like a parrot or a snake around their neck.
Oh, like the most histrionic person in your town.
Yeah. They don't have anything to say, but they would like you to look at them and engage with them.
And be like, hey, what's that? Oh, what's this?
Yeah.
This is the world's shittiest bicycle.
A bike for lizard people who like to walk around with their pets in public on their shoulders.
Do you think if you're one of those people and like you're not...
Miles.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jack. When you're out there, do you always charge people to take pictures with your boa constrictor?
Or do
you see it as a community service? That's why you're out there to bring joy and you wouldn't dare take a penny of your fellow citizens.
You think I'm going
to
give this away for free, man?
That's what I keep telling you, man. I'm like, you're going to get more goodwill if you just did it for free rather than charging people $15.
Nah, then they don't value you as much as they should.
And also, Jack, I don't know if that's a boa constrictor. It looks like a garden snake. It's really small.
Tiny. And it hasn't moved in 24 hours.
Ooh, don't get too close to this boa constrictor.
It's starting
it's a
to
dead
smell,
garden
man.
Snake. It's all floppy.
All right. We have a new Superman, Miles.
Really?
Uh-oh.
I don't even know why I said it like that. But I think because we've been talking about Lumi D too much.
Yeah.
Who is it? Jack, who is the new Superman?
Oh, you know who it is. It's David Corenswet.
Wow. Who's that?
So you might suspect he is British from that name, but he is from Philly. And
okay.
Did you watch We Own the City?
First two episodes.
Okay. So do you remember there was a sting operation, like kind of a slow burn investigation happening with a guy who had a beard
was I'm looking at this. Oh, yes.
Yeah. A little too handsome to be a Baltimore cop, but they like put him in baggy t-shirts and sweatpants to be
that's a cop.
Yeah. That guy.
Okay.
And when you see him without a beard, he is basically indistinguishable from Henry Cavill. So the idea of like, we make these movies until the stars get too expensive or bored with it and then replace them. This is the most like one-to-one where they're just like, yeah, this is, we just found a replica.
There's like, yeah, he's, God, I mean, it's so funny how no one can get past the Christopher Reeves aesthetic of Superman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because even when they talk about Nick Cage, like, I know that's been his passion project since he was like born, has been to play Superman.
Kal-El.
But I can just look at him like, it ain't going to be you, bro, because you ain't Reeves enough. And now like you're just getting clones.
They got to like down the road on that, or at least enough to take those pictures that everyone got everyone's hopes up. But like hopes the down. Idea of a Superman who is interesting or like has a personality or has like human defects and like challenges, like
right.
People have had that idea. It seems to be what makes superhero movies interesting. And yet, there's just something about Superman where they're just like, nah, that's not what people are looking for. And they always come back to just the most handsomest guy with brown hair and blue eyes that you can find.
Right.
So,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just try something different, man. Like Superman's so fucking dry as like a superhero where it's like, man, he don't got problems. He's an orphan. Yeah. And I mean, he like was a misfit his whole life, but he's great now. Yeah. Nothing to see here. And he's invincible. I'm like, then that's not interesting. Like, give him like a debilitating porn addiction or something.
Yeah. Yeah. There was like at one point, I think like towards the end of Mad Men, people were like talking about John Hamm maybe getting cast as Superman. And it's like kind of over the hill Superman who.
Okay.
Presumably suffers from like a drinking problem or like a sex addiction. I feel like that's implied by the John Hamm-ness of it all.
Oh, yeah.
But then, yeah, that never went anywhere. There is actually supposedly a Black Superman movie in the works written by Ta-Nehisi Coates and produced by J.J. Abrams that, according to James Gunn, the new like co-CEO of DC, is like still in the air, still in development. And if it happens, it would be a Elsewhere tale separate from the DC continuity like Joker. So it would be one of the good ones that we allow to happen.
Fucking so stupid. Black Superman would blow the fuck up. Anything not Christopher Reeves looking Superman would blow up.
Would do really well.
I'm for that. Great. But they're like, no, what if we got a guy who was a photocopy of Brandon Routh or whoever that first Superman of Steel guy was back in the aughts? Well,
he is from Philadelphia. So what if like the one piece of texture they allow is just Superman has like a thick Philly accent? That would be kind of fun.
Yo.
He
just lands like, what the fuck is
Lois? Yeah, Lois.
But he's also a gambling addict. So he's like using like telekinesis to like help the Eagles win and shit so he can make money on the side.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with more news.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back, and people began to notice that Joe Biden has been showing up with indents in his face that seemed to suggest he had begun eating like out of a feed bag, possibly. and in fact, it is that he has begun using a CPAP machine.
Ah.
You know, he's just a man of the people sleeping with a CPAP machine.
Got apnea, huh?
Yeah, he's got apnea. And the White House says, after indentations from straps were seen on both sides of his face Wednesday morning, that he has recently begun using the CPAP machine. Since 2008, the president has disclosed his history with sleep apnea in thorough medical reports. And so it is kind of wild that they're just like, so yeah, he used a fucking CPAP machine last night, guys. Like, what do you want from us?
It means he's dying. Well, then didn't he also call it he said Putin's losing the Iraq war?
Yeah. So he keeps doing this, like multiple times in the past 24 hours, has confused Iraq with Ukraine, which it's a great comparison to make for some deep trenchant analysis of
like
America's culpability in the current world order and like the double standard of Russia. You know, everyone's like, we shouldn't even allow Russians in the country, like shouldn't allow the Russians to compete in the Olympics because they unilaterally invaded Ukraine on false evidence and false pretenses.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's bringing up the Iraq war except Joe Biden, who he's like, there's something stewing down there.
Gorbachev is really fucking up in Iraq, I'll tell you that. What? I was talking to Mikhail. I said, buddy.
Oh, man.
Come off it, Jack. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, this is, I don't know, y'all. This is what happens when you discourage people from trying to primary the president and you got old time traveler McGee over here.
So our only options would be, like, if he isn't medically up for it, I'm not saying that this is disqualifying.
Sure, but of course not.
If he wasn't, the options would be, or it would basically be Kamala versus RFK Jr.
If you're looking purely just at the Democratic primary and Marianne Williamson too.
Right. That's bleak.
But I mean, that's why I don't think we're going to see much mainstream media attention on Cornel West's campaign.
Right.
But, like, I think that's what scares so many big D Democrats is when progressives are like, well, wait, hold on a second. This guy just dangles progressive politics in front of people until election day.
Right.
And another person is like living it. And it's funny to see on Twitter, like when people start talking about Cornel West, like, you're going to make Trump win.
Right.
And it's like, you actually need to understand what the stakes are for different people. Maybe for the life that you live, you're very comfortable with the status quo. For other people, the status quo is killing them. So there might not be much of a difference.
Mm.
And the only alternative is to try and seek someone out who's actually trying to address these like existential threats, you know, in real time rather than like, I mean, that's for something later on. And by that, I mean, when I'm out of office and then you ask me why I didn't do it, I say I didn't have enough time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's where we're at.
And then malaria is trending. Malaria is circulating again in the U.S. This summer. Five hell, local cases have been diagnosed in Florida and Texas. It is fairly easy to prevent and treat, but it also, you know, that's assuming there's not a huge widespread outbreak.
Right.
And it's not typically on the radar of doctors in the U.S. So they're issuing this as like a thing to doctors being like, hey, this is now something you have to take into account if you're seeing an outbreak of fevers in the U.S.
Unexplained fevers. Sorry, it's not 1950, the year before the U.S. declared malaria no more. Like, it could be malaria.
Yeah, it was declared eradicated from the U.S. shores in 1951. There was a small outbreak, I think, in the 90s in like one example, but it seems like it's now possible again.
Yeah, which is just weird. Like, all right, folks, be on the lookout for malaria.
So IKEA mascots are like IKEA mascots were trending in a couple places over the past couple weeks. There's a new mascot. Canada has an IKEA mascot, which looks like a cross between like a Playmobil toy and Slenderman.
Yeah, it's got Playmobil hair.
Playmobil
with the Slenderman face.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Playmobil Cardi, is that anything?
All right, let's write it down.
And then they're asking people to like name the character, and it's fun. It's just what it's like, very minimalist smiley face on a weird kind of vague humanoid shape.
Mm-hmm.
I also noticed people were like, it's cursed monstrosity. They're also describing it as reminiscent of a sleep paralysis demon.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a phrase I've just been seeing pop up all over the place. So, you know, just in our mission to chart the national shared unconsciousness,
mm-hmm.
seems like a lot of people are suffering from sleep paralysis and referencing sleep paralysis demons of late.
Yeah, it's like funny. You just search Twitter for just sleep paralysis demon and just see it come up in so many different ways. It's the new shorthand for
I always associated stuff. That with like a dark, shadowy figure. Like sleep paralysis demon. Like
But I guess it's all look, it's up whatever to the user.
Appears in your room when you can't move and you're actually asleep, but feel like you're not.
One person's sleep paralysis demon is another multinational furniture company's mascot in Canada.
That's right. And then there's also the Blahaj, which is
the shark.
Yeah, the shark. Very popular shark stuffy toy in Japan. And a full-sized Blahaj appears in commercials wearing a suit, sort of like Jack and Jack in the Box, but much cooler. And apparently Blahaj is a LGBTQ icon and is huge in the trans community thanks to years worth of memes. It's like etymology. It's like no one knows exactly how this happened. You can't trace it to the first like photograph, but the character isn't like overtly marketed with a gendered backstory.
Like Tito Ball, the Swedish testicle meatball. Right. That other mascot do have they one had.
They do just have what looks like a deep fried testicle.
Yeah.
That I guess is a reference to their meatball. But also his coloring is similar to that of the trans flag. So
got to find them everywhere.
Yeah.
Got our icons all around. Tito Ball, Blahaj, sleep paralysis demon. Take your pick.
Lufsig, a big bad wolf toy it's like an IKEA character that was just like a stuffy that they sold near the register. And because so many people shop at IKEA, it became like somewhat iconic, but it became a symbol of the Hong Kong protest movement a decade ago after one was thrown at the chief executive, CY Leung, during a town hall meeting. And suddenly it like blew up in popularity. So
yeah,
IKEA mascots, folks.
That's who the billionaires need to be watching out for. IKEA mascots, because they will rally the people around radical causes.
We're all going to rally around the Canadian sleep paralysis demon and take down the billionaires. Yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
From BBC Radio 4,
Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.